Simen Shinkas, Sif, Tazayin. If a person washed a shirt, a cholok is a shirt, maybe some sort of an undershirt, and he hung out to dry, and the ray dried a little bit before Shabbos, so it's not tevach melasat fiach, if you touch it, your fingers don't get wet, so therefore the shirt itself is not muksa, but in order for it to dry, he stuck a kana, like a stick, or a pole into it for it to hang on. So if he wants to take the shirt off the stick on Shabbos, he could do it, but to pull the stick out, that he cannot do, because the stick is muksa. And Mr. Brewer explains that even though we had in the previous sif, we had previously by the shoe, that if the shoe was on the defus, was on the form from before Shabbos, you can move the form, you can move the defus to get the shoe off. Here it's worse, because the defus of the shoe is on, that was a kli. Maybe it's a kli shamlach l'isser, it's a kli that's used as a form for a shoe, but kli shamlach l'isser is mutter to move it tzarech gufa mekaymen, here it's tzarech mekaymen, in order to get the shoe off. As opposed to the kana, this stick that Shulchan Aruch is talking about, the Shulchan Aruch says, "Fisha ain't a kli." It's not a kli at all. It's muksimam skufay. It's like eitzim avonim, like wood chips and like rocks and like dirt that cannot be moved even the tzarukuf makame. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says a stick that was used in his generation, his days, to hold the shirt on, which was a kli, it would not be a problem. You would be able to move the tzarukuf makame in order to get the cholok, in order to get the ksayis, to get the shirt or the undershirt off. Now, the Shulchan Aruch discusses another halacha. A kira was a type of oven, apparently it was movable, and one of its feet fell off. And Mishnah Berurah explains that one is lavdafka, this halacha certainly if two of its feet fell off. It's also the metalta, it's also to move the kira, this movable oven. And the reason for this is because the chashash is a concern that you might want to put the feet back in, slip them back in, and then bang them in. Shema yiska, chashina and shema yiska, you might come to bang it in like with a hammer in order to fix it up, bang it in tight. And if you bang it in tight, that'll be chai b'loch d'raisa from makal patish, or maybe v'boina, according to some poskim, we had this previously. So, therefore, you cannot move it at all. It's treated as muksa, it's then muksa, and this way we don't have to be afraid that you're going to move it in order to be yiska, in order to bang at the feet, the foot or feet that are missing, back in. And chas v'shalom b'ivra m'loch d'raisa on Shabbos. The Ma'asa says the same with the bench. You have a long bench that one, or certainly if two of its feet fell out, it's also to move it or to reposition on top of a different bench because it's chashash. You might want to fix it. Shema yiska. You might come to bang the foot back in. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says that if the foot broke, it didn't slip out, but it broke, and if there's no way to be tekeyed back in, it's broken. You need to get a new foot. That is no chashash and Shabbos. You come and bring a whole new foot or create a whole new foot. And therefore, it's mutter betilta. Mishnah Berurah says also, if the foot that slipped out got lost, you don't have it anymore. So then, there's no problem with moving this bench or leaning on a different bench. There's no chashash and yiska. To say you're going to bring a different foot and bang it in, that we are not chashash for. The Rama says that if this bench was sat on before Shabbos, once it was missing the foot of the bench, so then it's not muksa on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah explains that since you sat on it before Shabbos, and you did not fix it, you're sat it like that, apparently does not bother you too much, the fact that one of its feet slipped out, and therefore there's no chashash amyiska, and you continue to use it on Shabbos, and it's not going to be muksa. Also, the Rama says also to slip in the missing foot, even if you want to do it loosely. It's a Mishum Binyan, he says, because the Binyan, Mishnah Berurah explains that this is the Rabbanan issue. You might come to bang it in hard, since the Derech in general is for the foot of the bench to be tight. You know, you're not planning on banging it tight. You might come to lose yourself or forget yourself and bang it in tight. And therefore, it brings to the Magen Avraham that the Derech of this foot is always to be loose. You never put it in tight, you always put it in loose. So then you can slip it loose, not afraid, you're going to tighten it, because it's not your derech to put it in tight. And the Bir Lacha discusses a case where the derech of most people is to put it in tight, but this person, he doesn't put it in so tight. Do we go by him and say if there's no chashash, or do we say since in general, it's usually put in tight, it's banged in tight, there is a chashash, shem yiska, and therefore it'll be muksa, and it'll be also to put it in loose on Shabbos. Mishnah Berurah says also loose means real loose, but if it's in between level, partially loose, partially tight, that's already going to be usher to do on Shabbos. Sifrit Zayin, bricks that are left over from construction, you're allowed to move them around on Shabbos, because now that the construction is finished and they're left over, they're not going to be used for construction anymore, rather be used to sit on. Mishnah Berurah explains they become a kli. Anything that's right to sit on or stand on becomes a kli. It comes like extra benches that or boards. It becomes a kli, and it's not muksa at all. It's kli shnach lehetnik. Even move it mecham letzel. Mishnah Berurah brings a chlekes if you had to have that in mind before Shabbos to make it no longer muksa. The Pimigonim says that the bricks broke, as long as they still could be used for something, they're like shivri kalim, they have some use and are not muksa on Shabbos. However, the Machaber says, if you piled up the bricks on top of each other in the way that shows you plan, still using them a different time for construction, maybe a different construction site, your Megal Das is still meant for binyan, and then it's also to matal them, also to move them. Mishnah Berurah says, even if it's a Rakuf Mekayim, you cannot move them, because it's not considered kli at all, they're considered like avonim, like stones, and it doesn't even help machshava me'ar Shabbos, it's considered muksa, and it cannot be moved, it's a Rakuf Mekayim, and certainly not mecham letzel.